Well, this morning is a Sunday where we've seen lots of different responses, in particular responses relating to baptism and responses relating to new members. I'm glad that everyone got the right response in the right place. I'm sure there's been many a worried bride or groom that have stood at the front of the church here, worried that they would get their words tied or in the wrong place. In fact, I can put my hand up to that. I gave Lynn the wrong hand, let alone the wrong words. As we think about responses, we see here in this passage a wonderful response to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We see these people responding with praise and with adoration as he comes into Jerusalem. He'd been making his way there for quite some time. And there, that scene that we have described as, it's out and out worship, as they declare that he is the Son of David, the Messiah, the one that they'd been waiting for. And then, of course, there's the other response that we see in this question that comes to the fore. As the city sees all that's going on, all this noise, all this hubbub, all this stramash, they're asking, who is this? What's all this about? Well, let me tell you this. This is something that we've been building up to for quite some time as we work our way through Matthew's Gospel. We've been building up to this point, but also building up in terms of an understanding about who Jesus is and how it's fitting that people worship him, and bring glory to his name. We've seen in the course of the Gospel different responses, times when people have scratched their head a bit, wondering who Jesus is and why people are responding the way they do. We've seen people have those light bulb moments when they realize. Earlier on in Matthew's Gospel, there's an instance where one of the disciples, Peter, is asked, who do you say I am? And he hits the nail right in the head. He says, you're the Christ. You're the Messiah. It's the right response as we learn of who Jesus is. And as we take that further, we see that the right response is to worship him. Because here is God's Son, the Messiah. That's one that they've been waiting for. This mention of David takes us all the way back to the Old Testament. David was a king. We're told that one would come, one of his descendants would come, and that would be the Messiah. Well, here is the one that they've been waiting for. And as he comes into Jerusalem, the response, the right response, I'm glad to say, is worship. Worship and adoration. So we're going to consider then these two things. That response of worship, but also that interesting response that we have tagged on at the end as the crowd ask, well, who is this? What's all this about? Well, firstly, the right response. I'd like to use your imagination for a moment as we picture that scene. Imagine the branches being waved back and forth. Imagine the cloaks being laid down, almost a parting of the sea of people as Christ goes through. Imagine this great king that had been longed for and people had been waiting for there, sat on a donkey, on the lowliest of animals. And imagine, too, the noise of it all as they shout, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Can you picture it? Can you begin to grasp, though, how this is the right response? Because here before them was God's Son. And there they were, worshipping. We've already been doing a bit of this morning, as we've sung praise to God. We've been a part of what was started all those years ago. as people declare in a vocal manner with the words on our lips that reflect what's in our heart, as we say who this is, what we're about, the more we grasp who this person is, the more we grasp who Jesus Christ is, the more we realize that this response is fitting and right to worship, to bow our knee before him. As you can imagine, though, the way in which people are doing, if we pictured that scene, well, it's causing quite a stir. It causes this reaction. So I'd like us to reflect for just a moment on that notion of the right question. The right question to ask. As people saw it all going on, as they entered into Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred, we read. And they asked, who is this? Who is this person? When people see what's going on, it creates a stir. It's one of the great marketing strategies, is it not? As companies promote what they're about. Well, we've seen our video for Space Academy. Let's hope that it causes a bit of a stir as well. And people wonder what that is about and want to come along. How much more so, though, when people hear folks responding to Jesus with worship and adoration and start to ask, well, what is this about? Why are these people standing up here and joining the church in the way that which they are? Why are these people bringing children for baptism? Why are these people declaring these things? What is it about this person that is so special? As the people of Jerusalem saw these things, they were stirred. They responded and they asked, who is this person? And in asking that question, they started off on, well, quite a spectacular journey. They stood there with the opportunity to learn about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. What a life-changing journey. Well, here we are, 2013, on the cusp of Holy Week. And as we read of these events, as we read of people responding and people asking questions, what does this mean for us here in our growth? Two things. Firstly, a phrase that we've been going over again and again the past few weeks. We've said this. As we approach Easter, we don't want to let the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ go unnoticed here in our growth. So let's respond to that. Let's respond in worship and in praise. Let that be known. Let that be seen. Let that point other folk to asking that question, who is this? Why are these people so happy? What's up with them? There must be something interesting going on here. But of course, there's a further application as we look at the experience of those who saw Christ coming in on that donkey. There's that question, who is this? And of course, that question points to us if we are standing there on the sidelines. Perhaps we've got plenty of the trappings of Easter, all the things that go along with it, perhaps even within the context of church. But then there's this stirring within as we ask, who is this person, Jesus? Why are people responding the way in which they are? What does he mean for my life today? How is it that people are saying all these things? Is he really the Christ? Is he really the Messiah? As we enter into Holy Week, let's follow in the example of what we see these people doing here in the triumphal entry. Let us follow in this example with the right responses and the right questions on our hearts. I'm going to lead us in a time of prayer, giving us an opportunity to respond to these things in our hearts. But still our thoughts, let's pray together. Lord, we come to you with praise and with adoration. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. And as we do so, we respond with adoration. We acknowledge that he is your Son, the promised Messiah. And for this we praise you, Lord God. In our hearts we lift our worship, and on our lips we sing your praises. Likewise, though, Lord God, when we look in on these things, when we see people praising you, and we're confronted by that question, who is this? Lord, help us to draw close to you. Help us to explore these questions, to consider and to learn of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.